Track 6, more news stories. Climate emergency film explains change. The People's Emergency Briefing, a film to inform the public about the true scale of the climate emergency, will be screened in Bishop Stainton on Saturday, June the 20th. The 50-minute film, presented by naturalist and broadcaster Chris Packham, explains the likely effects of accelerated climate change and nature loss on Britain. Floods, fires, heat waves, food and energy insecurity, and economic instability. It aims to cut through disinformation and rally public backing for government action by presenting expert evidence from climate scientists and experts in the fields of economics, health, food supply and national security. The free Bishop Stainton screening, organised by the Parish Council, will be at the Community Centre in Shoot Hill at 7 p.m. The film will be followed by a discussion on what steps local people and organisations can take, both to increase resilience and to demand an appropriate response to the emergency from the government. The People's Emergency Briefing film is the public information version of the national briefing presented to MPs and peers by the scientists and experts in person in Westminster last November. The film features excerpts from their presentations and is the next step in the campaign to mobilise widespread public support, creating a societal tipping point to spur the government to take action. One of the campaign's demands is for a national televised public broadcast on the risks similar to the emergency briefings during the COVID pandemic.
Council leader pushes for water industry reform. The leader of Devon County Council has said that the privatised water industry is not fit for purpose, that it's broken, and that the public are suffering as a result of it. Councillor Julian Brazil is calling for government to look at whether nationalising the water industry or creating not-for-profit arm's-length businesses to run the industry for the public good are solutions to bring much-needed investment and improvement to the country's water supply. His comments come as South West Water were in court in Exeter for sentencing following the company's admission to supplying water unfit for human consumption following the cryptosporidium outbreak in Brixham in 2024. Councillor Brazil said this is symptomatic of the failure not just of South West Water, but water companies across the country to invest in the infrastructure that would take us into the 21st century. Obviously, we have the human tragedy, or it could have been, in Brixham. But this is also about the raw sewage that runs into our waterways and that pollutes our swimming areas. We are a tourism and leisure county, and we absolutely need to be able to hold these water companies to account. They are costing the local economy. They're costing individual businesses money, and yet there seems to be no accountability. Firstly, what we need is to make sure that there is executive responsibility. Secondly, it's quite clear that the privatised water industry, as it is not fit for purpose. So we need to look at that and whether that means nationalising it or whether to create arm's length businesses that are run purely for public good and not for private profit. I don't know the answer, but what I do know is that the system as it is at the moment is broken and we are all suffering as a result of it.
Major investment for grassroots sporting facilities. Bovey Tracy Tennis and Cricket Clubs officially opened their new fourth court and two fully enclosed cricket nets, respectively, on Thursday, the 4th of June. Amongst those gathered for the event at the recreation ground on Thursday evening were Chris Laycock, Tina England, Mayor Sheila Brooke and Sir Mel Stride, MP for Central Devon and Shadow Chancellor. This was the culmination of 5 years' hard work to overcome objections, deal with planning issues and find the funding. Both clubs, run by volunteers, have worked extremely well together in achieving this major investment in grassroots sporting facilities for the benefit of the local community, bringing physical and mental health benefits to all ages and abilities. The tennis court is also marked with netball markings and can be hired on a pay and play basis by anyone for tennis or netball, and hopefully soon will be available for pickleball as well. The cricket nets are devoted to the memory of Kelly Luscombe, the women's cricket team captain who sadly died last year before her time. Finally, the Town Council paid for the improved car parking at the ground, bringing the total cost of the project to over £200,000. This was funded by a combination of ECB funding for the cricket nets, the Tracy Almshouse Trust, Teambridge DC Section 106 monies, Sport England, crowdfunding, and a large chunk of accumulated club funds. The speakers emphasised the importance of providing sporting facilities for young people in particular so that they can keep physically fit and mentally happy, as well as learning how to work as part of a team. They also expressed their sincere thanks for all the work that large numbers of volunteers in the community do to provide improved facilities for the ever-growing local population.
School Trip explores the world's natural habitats. A trip to the Eden Project took geography pupils from Dunsford Community Academy on a journey around the world's natural habitats. In the project's Crazy Chef Challenge for school groups, they explored the different countries and climates where food is grown and learned how everyday ingredients are connected to different environments. The challenge presented the children with a recipe for a cake containing plant-based ingredients from all over the world, with their names written in Latin. The pupils worked in teams, using a map and information sheets, to translate the names and discover the geographical origins of the plants. After tracking down all the ingredients, the pupils learned more about their links to the peoples of different countries, and earned the reward of tasting the cake they'd helped the chef to produce. They also explored the natural habitats recreated in the Eden Project's Mediterranean and rainforest biomes. The Eden trip aimed to support the school's wider curriculum, developing pupils' knowledge and understanding of the world and encouraging them to become confident, informed and responsible global citizens. Liam O'Sullivan, head teacher at Dunsford Community Academy, said it was wonderful to see our pupils fully immersed in their learning at the Eden Project. Opportunities like this make geography real, engaging and memorable, and the children represented the school beautifully throughout the day, working as a team and showing excellent behaviour. The school is part of the Learning Academy Partnership, a trust comprising 18 schools serving communities around Devon, Cornwall and Torbay. Tracy Cleverly, trust lead, said, "A huge thank you to staff and the PTFA for creating such enriching learning experiences for pupils. Trips like this are a brilliant example of how schools can bring the curriculum to life and help children develop curiosity and confidence beyond the classroom."